Hello there, folks. So I thought I'd do a quick take on an interesting small budget, very small budget, British film that was recommended to me by somebody in our dissident right circles, called Bait. And it's first, what's interesting is that we are in this age where the cultural output is essentially weaponized against us. And so when something low budget, and we better get used to this because it's all you're going to get, is all the studios and Hollywood's just cancerous and all the rest of it. And here, like, Bait is actually an English film by and for English people. It's not really very political. It's deeper than that, and it doesn't have the another thing is these small sort of art house kind of films are usually riddled with left wing messaging because of the all of these organizations which fund them. But Bait seems to be so low budget that it doesn't even have that. It's set in a Cornish village, and it centers around a Cornish fisherman and the steady encroachment of modernity on his small place in the world. And he's called Martin, and he's sort of a fisherman, but he's fallen on hard times, and he's reduced to kind of scavenging around on the shoreline, trying to catch bass in this huge net. I think that might be illegal, actually, but nevertheless, he's saving up to get a boat. But in the wider context of it is that you've got these metropolitan liberal types moving in and buying up the property from London, and turning it into the guest houses, and it's part of the tourist industry is replacing the old fishing industry, and the main character Martin just can't stand it. And so it's centered around identity and a man's place in the modern world, which is surprisingly reactionary. And it got like 5 out of 5 stars in the Guardian by Mark Kermode. But it's one of those things where you think, did he really understand what was going on? And he didn't, because the reading of this is just purely by the left. By the mainstream left is just purely materialistic, and they'll only really focus on the economics of it and not in terms of identity and belonging in the world, which is really what Bait is about. It's about the old ways being replaced by something new. And it's also quite nice that this sort of metropolitan family who move in, they are quite irritating, but the wife gradually, as the film develops, begins to understand what it is that Martin and the local people are going through. And it has to be said that, compared to what some English people are going through around England in terms of change, demographic change, this fishing village in Cornwall does get off quite lightly, it has to be said. There are worse things that could be happening. It's all native people. They've got these very heavy Cornish accents, but it's still going on that path. It's still, some areas may be getting battered with, full-blown demographic change. This hasn't taken place here, but instead it's more of a meditation on man's place in the world and change in that way. And one of the standout points to me in this was when at one stage the rich family have bought Martin's family home. And he's got a brother, and his brother is now, he was a fisherman as well, and he actually has a boat, but all he does with the boat now, he never goes fishing, and he takes out like stag parties on it, and there's one of them sort of dancing around on the boat in this like giant penis balloon thing, and Martin thinks this is like totally degrading. But for his brother, it's just a way to earn a living. And so you can take this perfect example of the new coming in and displacing the old and degrading what was. And one, there was a couple of real standout moments of it, and one of them is when the middle class family gets a car clamp put on Martin's battered old pickup truck from outside of what was the family home. And this is say outrages Martin, but the middle class family point out that he was parked in the wrong place. And that they now own that area. But of course, when you've got a settled community in and everybody knows each other and it's very local, then there is a kind of unspoken moral code, and the relationships between the people don't have to rely on the force of the state, because they exist in their own kind of metaphysical bubble, and they understand the mores of the area, and everybody knows each other. So it's an example is where, even though Martin is poor and he comes back from a day's fishing, he will put a bass on the door handle in a plastic bag on the door handle of the old lady who lives next door. So this is old local, deeply entrenched identity. And so when you have the metropolitan types arriving, that goes, that disappears, and instead it's replaced by law, the rule of law and legislation and the bureaucrat. And so Martin then has his a clamp on his pickup truck, and for him that's the old way, the old morality, say, being completely destroyed, and instead it's ruled over from the bureaucrat and from the law of the land, which of course is, when you look at it, the more that a place loses its identity and the more that it loses touch with its roots, you find that that has to be held more and more in check by central government and by rules of do's and don'ts. Whereas when you're in a more subtle community where everybody has known everybody all their lives, you develop your own localized kind of mores and codes and morality and ways of doing things, which aren't written down. They're just generally understood by everybody. It's a high trust society. And then there's another one, another bit which really stuck out to me, was when the middle class father points out that they are bringing in tourism, and that's the way of the future. That is the economy. And he talks in terms of the local economy and the community, despite the fact that he's only there for 2 months a year. And Martin rails against the local pub, and they now close in the winter. So it's as if the community now has gone from being a settled community which was self-sufficient to being one which only really exists to cater to outsiders. Again, this is still light compared to what some areas of England are getting put through, but nevertheless, it still says a lot. And in modern terms, when it is always about the economy and everything is about economics, then there's no place for that. There's no place for a society which is, you don't really have an argument against it in the general sort of discourse as we now have it, because economics rules over everything, and that will include this small Cornish fishing village. And so everybody is there still. Everybody still lives there, and you know they can work in the tourist industry, but it's changed as well. It's changed in metaphysical, deep spiritual ways, and it's a little bit like if you can imagine having a rock and then pulling a rubber over the top of the rock. So it has changed. And what the film does very well is to point out the small ways that it's changed, where in the local pub, same in the northeast actually, when you play pool, it used to be winner stays on. And that was because everybody knew each other. So the winner would always get to just stay on the pool table until they were knocked off. Now, what they get into in here is that people are strangers to each other, and so whoever goes on the pool table stays on there permanently all night because they don't know anybody else. Everybody's become a little bit alienated from each other. This is the path that they are going down, and the idea of having a sort of general competition where everybody can go on and have their turn goes there. So it's a very nice small signifier of alienation and how it starts, and atomization. It's just starting to take place in that village, and it comes down to economics from outside, and what will then follow is individualism. So once people have become more alienated from each other, you can imagine in the future that Martin has a new set of neighbours who he doesn't know that well, and so he won't put the fish on the door handle so for the new neighbours, and you get this splintering of the community. And bait is a sort of meditation on that process just beginning to take place, and this man's sort of frustration with it and recognition of it. But to be fair, it isn't just like they are these evil people from outside buying everything up. Because as I say, the wife begins to realise that, especially after Martin has to put lobster pots in. He's got one lobster pot and he's saving up for his boat. And the son of the family who've come in from elsewhere snip through his lobster pots and steal a lobster and give it to the parents, who are already very wealthy. Whereas for Martin, that's a bit of a disaster because lobster brings a lot of money up. And so you get this scene where they are eating the lobster, which is a luxury item, while the fisherman is just left with nothing. And they do feel so, the wife begins to recognise that there's something wrong here. And they're not at home. This isn't their place in the world. And in fact, they are part of that sort of rubber sheet which is enveloping the older world, and which is Martin's world, which he understands, and where his where he belongs. But more than that, we always complain about, well, how bad these cultural outputs are, and there are still some of these gems out there. I mean, Martin himself is a masculine Englishman who doesn't seem to take much shit off anyone, and it's nice to see. It's very grainy and very low budget, shot on film, and it does take your eyes a little bit to get used to, but after a while it has this nice noirish look to it. And so I would highly recommend you see this film if you're tired of like men in tights and capes and the end of the world and all of this sort of brainwashing rubbish which comes out of Hollywood, because you can, it isn't big budget and explosions and all of the rest of it. It's just a sort of low-key meditation on the changes taking place in this particular English village. But I think you can draw that out and you can begin to think about it in terms of the whole country as well. And it gives you a sense, a small sense, of what's being lost. And Martin is essentially a man raging against the modern world from his Cornish fishing village. So I would highly recommend this, and I'll see you later, folks.